Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk everything from peanut butter to probiotics with fitpreneur Corey Taylor and singer and Ronella Ferrer from Revenge Body. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Welcome, Fit Club fans. We are back. Sorry, we were off last week, but we are back again this week with a little party crew. As always, guys, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. And I am joined by two lovely guests. We've had you guys on before, so glad to have you guys back.
Yes.
We are here with Ronella. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter. I am Ronella, R-A-N-E-L-L-A, or Instagram, Ronella Rocks, R-A-N-E-L-L-A-R-O-C-K-S, or just Google Ronella. I don't think there's a lot of Ronellas in the world.
There you go.
And Mr. Corey Taylor.
You can definitely find me on Instagram at I am Corey Taylor. And if you're still into Twitter, you can find me at FAA Lifestyle.
Awesome. So glad to have you guys back again.
So glad to be here again. Your muscles. We're seeing those muscles all the time.
Well, I've been watching your progress on Instagram. You've been killing it.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Your new book is out. And you got the Dirty 30, which is going on.
Wow.
Can't wait to get into that. But we got some really great topics that we all love. And we'll start with our favorite one, peanut butter. Everyone loves peanut butter. But I think we always have these things. Are these things healthy or not? We have these foods that kind of are on the line, and so we're going to talk about a few of those today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
So peanut butter, we find out, is healthy in the right amount. Mm-hmm. You want to watch out for your salt, your added sugars, and your added oil. So if you're just talking peanuts and grinding them up, it's actually pretty healthy, but it is a calorically dense food.
Right.
So you're looking at, for 2 tablespoons, you're getting 8 grams of protein, about 2 to 36 grams of fiber, but also 200 calories. And so that you do have to watch. I know calorically, you especially now know.
Now I'm learning. I'm still learning. Every day as I go, I'm still learning. Peanut butter, I used to love putting, because I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So peanut butter was my go-to with a banana.
Yeah.
But now I realized both of them together would not help me lose weight if I'm trying to get to a certain goal.
Unless it was like one piece of banana.
Right.
One little dollop.
Right. And then with me, with the peanut butter, it's like a big scoop of peanut butter.
Yeah, how do you counsel your clients, especially when a lot of us think, oh, it's supposed to be healthy for you, healthy fats?
Well, I think, the consensus is that, it's dangerous, stay away from it, it's high in fats and carbs. But I personally, I use it for what a lot of people are afraid of it being. Yeah. I need the calories, I need the fats, I need the protein. But when it comes to my clients, I honestly don't even let them eat peanut butter because they just don't have the control.
It's a gateway drug.
Shout out to Will, who I know will eat it. He's probably eating it right now because he knows I'm nowhere around. People just abuse it. It's so delicious. It's so
smooth. It's so good. Yeah.
So I just tell people to get almond butter. But, for the base of this conversation, I think that most people just need to practice moderation.
Is it peanut with the one with the peanut or the creamy one? Or does it make a difference?
So it doesn't make a difference if it's chunky or smooth.
Right.
Or, so it makes no difference. What matters is whether or not they've got added salt or added sugars.
Right.
Which can add up to, added salt can be 100 to 150 milligrams of sodium alone. And added sugars can be 7 grams or 28 calories per serving.
And that's what you have to look out for. You have to make sure when you're buying peanut butter, you're buying natural peanut butter. You look on the back and it's just peanuts, maybe some sunflower oil, something like that. But nowadays, there's so many options.
Yeah.
You can be basically eating cake batter by the time you go to checkout.
Right.
Some of it's called cake batter.
So that's my next question. You never allow them to eat peanut butter, but when you do have a peanut butter cheat meal or whatnot, how much of the peanut butter do you put up?
Yeah, so I mean, I would say no more than 2 tablespoons.
Oh, 2 tablespoons is pretty good.
That's
two trainer tablespoons.
Yeah,
not like 2 3-year-olds.
My butt would be like,
what do your tablespoons look like?
Screenshot me your tablespoons.
Right, exactly.
That should be our standard.
So peanut butter we know is generally healthy, but obviously moderation does lower the risk of heart disease and seems to be associated with a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yes.
Everything in moderation, but I think that one you have to really watch because we tend to overeat it.
For sure.
And
if you're plant-based, I mean, peanut butter is your best friend. It's kind of like the one thing that makes the shake good and gives you something to look forward to.
A little protein
day,
in there too.
For sure.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Peanut butter, yes.
Well, I don't know about the jelly.
I use raisins.
Raisins.
Instead of jelly.
Really?
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. But sugar, no.
Well, the jelly is just so high in sugar.
That's true.
But the raisin, I mean, it's natural, so my body's going to burn that up.
Are you incorporating that into your Dirty 30 program?
Unfortunately not, you guys. There's no peanut butter and raisin sandwich. This is day 31. You've earned it.
What day are you on right now?
I'm on day 10.
Okay.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
My workout. It's all vegan, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. So you're a vegan now for 10 days.
Well, I've been plant-based for a while. But for this particular program, I'm encouraging everyone to follow me, you know, for 30 days.
Right.
But it's fun vegan for them. You know, they're not, I'm militant.
Yeah.
I'm giving them recipes and different ways to make their favorite dishes, but I really want them just to learn to rely more on fruits and vegetables in the long run.
Yeah, that's so important.
Got it.
Another one of our foods we talk about is cinnamon. How good is it for you? What are your thoughts on cinnamon? Do you guys already have...
Oh, I love cinnamon. Like, especially if that's for additional flavor. Yeah. Let's say for a Greek yogurt or whatnot. It's good for flavor and... forgot the other ones. I'm still learning, like I said, I'm still learning about all the other stuff about what it does to you, to your body.
Yeah, it's a really strong anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Do you like recommend it for clients?
Yeah, that's all I use. I mean, for anti-inflammatory, I'm either doing beets, cayenne, cinnamon. Nice. I'm all about that over pills. So I use it strictly for that. I'll put it in, you know, the cereal or the shakes.
Yeah.
But it's cinnamon, so you can't OD on it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure some people have found a way.
Yeah, right. Well, so, I mean, it's hard to OD on it, of course, but I didn't realize there was such a difference. So when it comes to cinnamon, we're talking about two different types, just Ceylon and Cassia. And so Ceylon is from Sri Lanka, and Cassia is from China and Indonesia. And Ceylon seems to be the one really associated with really positive health benefits.
Mm.
So for people out that are listening, that are into cinnamon, make sure you're getting that one from Sri Lanka, the Ceylon version of it. It's been associated with lower type 2 diabetes, increasing insulin resistance, so really good for that, and glucose transport. So have you guys incorporated this heavily into your diets, or...
You know what? Before I would even add it to my coffee, like if I had black coffee, because I need that extra boost of caffeine.
Yeah.
So it helps. I mean, then just for yogurt, but I never knew the other stuff that you could use it for cinnamon. I mean, use cinnamon for.
Yeah, and it's apparently a really strong antioxidant. So, you know, I like to take resveratrol and coenzyme Q10, and they're saying that it's mimicking the same antioxidant activity as resveratrol. Hmm. So not only are you getting the anti-aging, but you're getting the anti-cancer as well.
I didn't know about the glucose transport. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And they're telling people out there, so if you are a diabetic, go ahead and take it, but then check your blood glucose levels after, and then a few hours afterwards to see if it's like, but also take your medication, but also see if the cinnamon's helping.
Yeah.
How often do you use cinnamon?
I'd say probably like a few times a week, because I do try to incorporate it, you know, in a lot of different foods. Like Corey, I try to have anti-inflammatory foods in my diet,
because
inflammation, we know, causes so much havoc on the body, especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, same for me. I'm always thinking about recovering and my body and the longevity of it, so I try to use it when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Which is maybe like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, and I just didn't know about the resveratrol because, like, that is an expensive supplement.
For sure.
You can replace one of your supplements with that, that's amazing. They're finding evidence it helps to fight HIV. Prevent HIV from entering certain types of cells.
Wow.
So when they say food is your medicine, it truly is.
It is.
And if you think about it, I bet everything we learned in medicine, we learned from food.
You know?
I mean, that's really the source.
And then reverse engineering to figure out
where it came from.
Exactly. How did it happen?
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Another one that I've been concerned about with has been coconut oil. Yeah, what are your thoughts? You use this for your program?
Thank you for choosing me first, because I'm an ambassador for coconut oil, for the coconut. And the coconut oil. I put it in my hair. I use it as Listerine. I'm always glowing. I put it on my skin. I cook with it.
But the cooking, though. So now they're saying maybe 50-50. Have you heard of this recently?
Oh, man. Of course.
It came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I got DMs like, Corey, did you know? You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. Now they're going for coconut oil. They're attacking everything I love. Look, I'm plant-based. I need the fats.
Yeah.
You know, and I know the benefits of it. So I use it when I cook. But I used to use Pam, you know, and I used to use all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a great alternative. I know they said it raises the
LDL, which
the
is
LDL.
Like, that's the bad cholesterol.
Right. I think that, like when we go back to the peanut butter.
Or the LDL is good, the HDL is bad.
Right.
So it raises the HDL.
I think it's about moderation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if they're showing things that are negative, I think that's probably looking at the average person who maybe isn't living a healthy lifestyle and is just overusing coconut oil.
Yeah.
But I think once you got all the other boxes checked, that's a great additive to already, you know, healthy life.
I love coconut oil. I mean, do you have a specific, like, recipe? Like, does it taste differently from the other?
I put it in my shake.
When you use coconut oil, really? Yeah, it gives a little, obviously, a little coconut flavor to everything.
I've tried
that
before. Maybe I just can't cook correctly, but
it doesn't make a
difference to me.
I'll pour it into
my cooking is a hit or miss. Maybe that's why I gained weight before. Like, seriously, so I tried coconut oil, and I was like, it doesn't taste any different.
Really?
Or maybe
you taste the coconut?
Yeah, if I make, like, the vegan beef, I can taste a little coconut oil in the garden. Really? Yeah.
Your palate is elite. I can't taste it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, y'all are missing out.
I'm going to have to get your recipe, Shaka, because I don't know.
But the drawback, though, is it does raise a bad type of cholesterol, the HDL. And they're saying, too, it kind of falls in the middle of range of oils. Because I abandoned the olive oil for the coconut oil, but they're saying the olive oil is a little bit better because it raises the good and puts down the bad.
Yeah. Right. I choose coconut oil just because it's the one, like, one jar serves 20 purposes. So
it
saves money.
Right,
for
that
me.
Is true.
Oh, yeah, because it's really good for the skin, good for the hair.
My dog was having seasonal allergies, and I was giving it to him daily.
Oh, yeah.
And it went away.
Well, even your dog.
Well, because it's also got an antibacterial effect as well.
Right.
Everything, man.
And so it does increase metabolism, reduce the appetite, improve cognitive function with the MCTs. So you want the good, but you have to be aware of the bad. So if you have other saturated fat in your diet, then you want to eliminate that if you're going to go with coconut oil.
Like, don't be frying your eggs with the coconut oil.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're going to fry your eggs with coconut oil, don't fry something later with butter, too. You know, like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
but that's a good alternative for...
Yeah, for butter, for sure. It's a great alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
So it's all about moderation, as we said, and just being, you know... aware.
I see.
And then another one, probiotics. Where do you guys stand on probiotics?
Well, I know it's good for your intestines. See, I'm learning all this now. Okay. It's good for your intestines. It cleanses your intestines, and it's good for, as we were talking about earlier, what was it? It's the...
Vaginitis.
I didn't want to say it.
I was like, I know you know.
Well, no, I don't really know yet. Thank God. But it's for vaginitis. What we found out is vaginitis is inflammatory of your...
Vagina. There can be discharge and odor.
Exactly.
Well, and this kind of came up because we were discussing this whole trend of... Because probiotics are now trendy. Apparently, they're behind glucosamine and fish oil as the number third selling supplement out there. And so people don't know about it. And there's his and hers probiotics, but obviously our flora is the exact same.
Right.
With the exception of a probiotic that would add something to fight vaginitis. So if people are out there and they're buying his or hers probiotics and they're a little bit more expensive because they're tailored to men or tailored to women, it's kind of BS unless it's only referring to restoring vaginal health.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm just letting people out there know that. Do you guys take probiotics?
I get mine from kombucha.
Oh, nice.
Before I would get it from yogurt when I was, you know, eating dairy and stuff like that. But, I mean... That's as far as I take it. I already have good habits when it comes to gut health. You know, I get my fiber and things like that. So I don't put as much emphasis on it as most people do that are new to the game.
Yeah.
It seems to be like a real trending word that they're using.
Right.
Yeah. Probiotics, you know.
Probiotic. And probiotic, exactly.
And because I think we had an antibiotic craze. Mm-hmm. And then we realized we were wrong in terms of antibiotic fix everything instead of realizing we're building up resistance and killing the good flora. Right. So now we're kind of going the opposite way and going, wait a minute.
Right. So it's good for shrinking your lower abs or stomach.
Yeah. So it's good for weight loss as well.
Exactly.
Obviously, people that have IBS, it's going to be good for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it helps babies that are suffering from sepsis.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So probiotics are good for you, but make sure you don't need to buy any specialized type of probiotic. You know, just get the basics.
Best one that you would suggest to take? Or, you know, if someone was just wants to take it every day, I mean, that's a good amount, right? Like, what would you say that, you know?
Me, personally, I take one from Garden of Life. They're probiotic, and I feel great on that. But again,
Is it just a drink, or is it a powder?
It's a tablet.
Oh, it's a tablet.
Yeah.
So you can take a tablet every
day. Yeah, chew it, and you get your probiotics.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what works for me. And you said you take a brand as well?
I drink kombucha.
Kombucha.
And I love kombucha. Which one?
All of it.
The one with the seeds?
Well, I get it when I go out. You know, in California, everyone has it on tap
nice,
now.
Right.
So on tap.
I'm actually, like, becoming, like, it's like the new beer for me.
There's alcoholic kombucha, which I discovered, like 2 weeks ago.
0.2 or something like that?
No, like, with, like, 8 or 9% alcohol content.
Not 8%.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
I just discovered that.
I'm chilling when I'm drinking kombucha.
Yeah. No, not normal kombucha. Yeah, they have to make this special type of kombucha with alcohol. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, or has a higher alcohol content.
And it's 8%?
Yeah.
That will have me like
the one in the store. Like, if you go to the store and get it, you know, from
the
behind the glass,
one, that's on got
the
a back, little bit. Yeah.
It does say that, but I feel like I can sense it.
Yeah, and then you have to have an ID to buy it now too.
Word?
Yeah, I was at Whole Foods and the normal kombucha that had a little bit of alcohol was like 21 plus. Yeah,
that's because kids out here just
probably
drinking kombucha.
Yeah,
not even falling out.
That's interesting. So it's specifically a liquor or is it just regular?
It ferments. It's a natural fermentation.
It's a natural, yeah.
Because of culture, you know.
Yeah, so it's a small amount of alcohol, but just enough, I guess.
Like, I have low tolerance. If I drink that, I'd probably knock that out. And really, that's when you see the Asian in me.
cheap date.
I know, unfortunately. Lucky bastards. I'm just kidding.
Well, another discipline that I guess actually comes out of the Asian world is Tai Chi. And so apparently right now, Tai Chi is sort of sweeping the country, at least California, especially amongst millennials. Mm-hmm. We think of Tai Chi as an older person's, you know, discipline. Yes. Do you guys talk about Tai Chi? Do you guys know about Tai Chi?
I've done Tai Chi a couple of times before. And I remember we went to the beach and he was making me do all kinds of motions, like cleansing your energy and cleansing your stress. And it's at the ocean. And I remember the guy was telling me, okay, just continue to like do that and close your eyes. Oh, sorry. Try to make the water come to you because it's energy.
Yeah.
And before you know it, I was doing this. And then he's just like, my eyes were closed. And he was like, open your eyes. Next thing you know, the water was coming to rush towards me.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow, that means it's like energy or something like that. Water means energy. And I guess it's to relieve your stress and let go of all your stress. So, I mean, I firmly believe that Tai Chi helps with stress relieving, like.
And it's huge because they found that even with Tai Chi that it can boost your T cells, which are like your disease-fighting cells, that alone. So that mindfulness.
I was just going to say that. I love it. It's mindfulness. It's meditation. Right. It's yoga. I think anything that people find benefit from when it comes to being mindful, whatever you want to call it, is great. I definitely have only seen, you know, old people do Tai Chi.
Right.
I cannot wait older to see. I cannot wait to see, like, you know, a beach full of young people.
But think about that it's a slow movement that incorporates your entire body. So it is difficult to do and it does employ a lot of muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true because it is a slow movement. And for us, we're so fast paced, especially me, that we're all so busy and we're go, go, go.
Yeah.
But if you just stop and do some slow motion movements, relieve your stress, I think that is helpful for your breathing.
Yeah.
I mean, for your day-to-day life and even how you approach life, because that's something that helps you slow down with your thinking also.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the corporate world took over and wanted to make it, you know, part of their...
And it's already happening. Like, a lot of these Tai Chi guys, especially in South California, are going to different companies and training their employees and employing Tai Chi so they can slow down and be more productive and be more focused. Yeah.
They need to incorporate that in school for elementary and, like, high school kids and have that as part of the class. Once a week for
people. You're already here first.
Yeah, I think slowly.
I think they should do that.
Because yoga's going that way. Yoga's kind of trendy.
I guess it's middle schoolers or schools around the country that have meditation as a part of their, I guess, like they reprimand students with it. So instead of sending them like the ISS or you know, they're making them meditate and think about what they just did.
Wow.
And they're saying
the
show's improving in behavior. And it's just, so I can see that.
That's the kind of thing that just sweep the country. That's amazing.
Right.
It's because of the internet. People are so busy with their minds that it's ongoing with all these things going on that they see that people probably do need that. Can you imagine if we did that when we were in, like, elementary?
Oh, yeah. We'd be like light years ahead, right?
Right? That's crazy. That's actually really good, especially with people nowadays.
And so
we probably need that.
Well, so I know that, Corey, you just started the Dirty 30. What exactly, just explain the program a little bit, and do you have some yoga, Tai Chi incorporated in there?
So the Dirty 30, in a nutshell, is a 30-day program. It's PDF file, and every other day there's a different HIIT workout, which I'm a HIIT specialist. I don't really like the weights. I do all body weights. So it's perfect for anyone and everyone. Now, the opposite day is you're doing juice cleanses, and the whole thing is vegan. So a lot of people, they either aren't used to plant-based living or they aren't used to, you know, detoxifying their body. So you get both of that. And a lot of people claim that they're busy. So you have a 30-minute workout supported by video demonstration. So there's no excuse there. And what I have on the days that you're juicing is you have to be mindful of the steps you take. So you have to reach 10,000 steps on those days, which is, you know, considered active, not sedentary. And there's a 5-minute meditation every other day for that.
Wow.
And so, and for people that have trouble, you know, I made a video
and you know, about meditating.
Yeah, for them to meditate too. Yeah. And it's just, I have a group chat going on, so it's over like 200 people in it, and they're saying, you know, the workouts are crazy, my body's changing, but man, meditating for 5 minutes on these days really is changing things. You know, I feel like I'm so much more connected. So I wanted to give everyone just the lifestyle and one. And I have Niecy Nash, you know, who's, you know, Emmy nominated, whatnot.
Well, I saw her story, and I was like, is it the same Corey Taylor?
It's the same one. There's only one. Yeah, she's on it. I mean, we worked together over the years, but she needed something that was specifically suited to her lifestyle. She's always on the go. I feel like she's one of the hardest working women in Hollywood. She's always doing different things. So I was like, how can we get a 30-minute workout that's going to help you lose weight, but it's not going to be too easy for you to get bored with? And then what's the best way to approach your diet? And I really made it tailored to her, and then I allowed the world to take part. So everyone, including her, is on day 8. We all had to do crazy stuff this morning. We're all sore, you know, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty complete.
And then you guys support each other through online.
Through the group chat, yeah.
So you guys do it all at the same time or like on your own time?
They do it on their own time.
Okay.
Me and Niecy do it together via FaceTime.
That's awesome.
First thing in the morning. But us being on the West Coast, there's people that are doing it late at night and stuff. And
right, of course.
The real trick or the end goal with it is, I mean, of course, people are going to lose weight, but it's like the meditation and being conscious of what you're eating. I really am teaching people how to take better care of themselves. So for 30 days, you're focused on you. And then hopefully that 30 days changes the next 30 years, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've been on a little bit of a kick of, I've seen you kind of doing a lot of different disciplines.
Right. Yeah. I'm still working on my discipline at the moment. Yeah, so, you know, since Revenge Body, I've tried different workouts. Now I'm working with a new coach, Mike G. Shout out to you.
Hey.
It's like my body has been sore for over a year, but I'm grateful. I mean, like literally nonstop. They're like, people ask me like, oh, were you in pain? I'm like, I've been in pain still nonstop. So I'm still learning as I go. So the different things that I've done, I've tried different things. I've tried sprinting, which is something that I really hated even doing. I mean, the only F I ever got was in PE.
Wow.
Really? I swear to God. And that was because of running.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school. So, you know, even fast forward now, for me to do sprinting, it's like difficult for me, but then my body felt so much better after that.
Yeah.
So, and I've tried yoga. I've tried hot yoga. I've tried to work out with Shaka. Yeah. I was sweating just like doing whatever workout that he had me doing on the treadmill.
Yeah. And we have another hot yoga session coming soon.
So I'm looking forward to that hot yoga session coming soon. So my body has just tried different things just because I've reached a plateau. And so far it's working. I'm grateful that, you know, it's helped me strengthen my body and even my mind. Yeah. But the discipline part, of course, it's still kind of there because I do have a sweet tooth, but I don't eat as much as I used to when I was overweight, because I was overweight for like over 2 to 3 years, and I was used to eating just fatty food, whatever I wanted, Chinese food, cheesecake, German chocolate cake, cupcake, everything. Yeah.
No, you might be thinking of the Dirty 30, because none of that's allowed, I'm sure, right?
Like, when if you told me to be vegan, I'd be like, can I eat french fries?
The one, like, the loophole.
But I mean, I'm mentally ready for anything, even down to the workout. So as far as the 30-day, my mind is pretty much more disciplined than ever before. So if you tell me to do something and it's something that I know it's going to be beneficial, I will definitely do it.
Yeah. And have you found a community of support since Revenge Body amongst either the contestants or just fans? Or,
you know? Absolutely. You know what? One thing that I appreciate is, of course, I do have fans that are hitting me up on Instagram or just emailing me or whatnot. That's my motivation in itself, because they look at me like, oh, my God, you're my motivation. And it doesn't hit me until later on. I'm like, yeah, you know what? People are looking up to me now. They're watching what I eat. They're watching what I do, what workouts I do, because they want to lose weight themselves. And sometimes you don't realize that you're a motivation until you're actually in that platform.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm just like, okay, I can't do this because now I have to be a revenge body for the rest of my life. Like,
I got to be accountable.
I created
my own accountability.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I can't let people that I work with down, because at the end of the day, I'm an example for something that's, doing the impossible.
Yeah,
like there was a point in my life that it was, I didn't think I was ever going to lose weight again. I've tried every HCG pill, diet pill, whatever. I was almost like, you know, at that point where I wanted to do a lap band to gain that extra weight just so I can do a lap band.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow.
Because I was so embarrassed and I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I didn't know that a lot of it was just really my water intake.
Yeah.
my diet.
Lifestyle.
Like the simple, lifestyle.
Simple stuff. Exactly. Just consistency.
And just the knowledge. Yeah. That's one thing that most people probably don't know is knowledge of what to do and what not to do. That's
a lot of people really think it's rules. It's not. It's understanding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that. It's not rules. It's understanding.
That's what it is.
I might have to steal that one.
You got it. It's free. You got it.
No, that is true. Because, and then, you know, I used to be scared of working out. But now it's like, okay, I just mentally prepare. Of course, there are other workouts that are really hard. But now, let's say my new coach, I'm not even, before I would be so scared to go into a workout class because I knew I couldn't move the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
Or I was embarrassed because I might not be able to move, or I know it's going to be hard. But now it's like, I'm ready. I know if it's not going to feel painful, then I know it didn't work. I know if it didn't sweat like a pig, I know it did not work.
There you go. She's arrived.
She's there. She's got it. Yes. And I know with you, you're doing some work with the foundation, and then you just came back from, I guess, doing some work with Hurricane Harvey.
Right. So we, the Fate Foundation and I, we...
And what's the Fate Foundation, real quickly?
So the Fate Foundation is an organization here in California, and their initiative, their mission is clean water. Yeah. They believe clean water is a human right. So they focus on sanitation, sustainability, teaching, other countries how to produce that. And I found them online, actually, through Instagram, which is the great connector that it is, right. Before I moved to California. So I've been working along with them. You know, we do things, go to Watts, go to Skid Row, have found just different types of things. But it came really honestly in the top of the week. Gordon, who's a good friend of mine, who's co-founder of that particular foundation, was like, man, Corey, we should go to Houston and see what we can do. That's all he said.
Yeah.
And I didn't even wait 2 seconds. I was like, I'm with it. When do we leave it? He's like, really? He's like, okay, let me figure some things out. And so he has an affiliate down there who works with Houston Animal Rescue. And so her name is Angela Dunn. And so we went down there, and it was cowboy type of style. I mean, we left at 6 p.m. We got to Austin real late. They didn't have a rental car for us when we got there, so we had to, wait it out. And we ended up meeting somebody who was down there with the same intentions, so he became part of our posse.
That's awesome.
Got a rental car. We drove to Houston. We slept in the car in front of the motel because they didn't have any room. And we're let's just sleep here. And we did.
Wow.
And it was crazy.
Yeah. That must have been an adventure for everyone.
Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all.
That's what I was telling.
And so all the crazy stuff, I was like, this is awesome. And we proceeded to just get with it. I mean, the next morning we woke up, we went to Vitter, Texas, which is way out in the sticks, and Beaumont, which really got hit hard. So we're driving through water that's up to the windows.
Wow.
I mean, there were reports of seeing, cows and horses floating. It was really, really bad. And we worked at Houston Animal Rescue all day that day, kind of hurry up and wait, going to different locations, waiting on boats, talking to people, helping out. That was about a 13-hour process. Then we went to the NRG Center, which was one of the largest. It's right beside Texan Stadium. So they were having like the most people that were displaced. We went there and we just signed up as volunteers. We did as much as we could.
Awesome.
We ended up sleeping there on the floor with the people. Got back up, did the same thing the next day. And it was just a good way to use the Labor Day weekend,
That's awesome.
You know.
What was the worst thing that you saw? I just want to know, the experience that you had, with the people. What was the most heartbreaking thing that you saw with anyone?
Yeah. Honestly, the most heartbreaking thing, I believe, when we worked with the local law enforcement, an organization called Relentless Defenders, and we went to a house that, they had already moved from another hurricane to this house. They got it rebuilt. She had 8 kids. And just going in there to demolish the house so they can rebuild it, seeing how, the water line was up, above the door.
And
just thinking about, man, this is somebody's whole house. And we're throwing away bags of pictures, baby shoes.
Yeah.
So just thinking about the
life. Precious memories that you have and having to...
And that never left me. And then, of course, going to the shelter and, people are in good spirits, but yet...
Of course.
You think okay, this is just today. I'm going back to California. They're going to have to put their life together over the next few years.
Yeah.
That hit me.
All that.
But I definitely felt validated. I didn't even know it was Labor Day weekend, really. But
that's what it was,
Right, but when we were there, they were like, wow, you kids came down here on Labor Day weekend. We were like, yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
So it gave me the bug, though. I do want to do more things in that line of work, more humanitarian acts, and I want to use my platform to kind of rally people together. Because I think if you're young and ambitious, you can be successful, but you also want to do good works.
You have to share it. Yeah.
You have to share that.
And if you people go to your Instagram, they can find the GoFundMe to donate.
They can. They can find the GoFundMe. That will basically be the umbrella to put us in position for other things. You know, we have a trip to Cambodia coming up. Yeah. You know, we need support for that. We need resources. And there's a lot of other initiatives that we're doing often here in LA as well. So, you know, the more people that donate, the more things that we can do, and hopefully, the more you know, we can grow this message to the world.
Yeah. Awesome,
quick question:
man.
Did you try to make them do a HIIT workout?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. We did the Dirty 30 every day we were there.
That's crazy. Dedication. How did you stick with your diet, too?
Because we focus, man.
No, but I'm saying, like, with the options of food that you have.
No, I'm not going to lie. We ate, and this is, if Gordon's out there listening, he's going to, we literally ate granola, peanut butter, and bottled water for probably, like, 40 of the 70 hours we were there. We had it was two opportunities. We had good meals, and you thought we were like inmates. We're like, is that pasta? Oh man. I mean, we had like three That's plates. Awesome. We got a chance to take a real shower one time. The lady let us, you know, use her house. The other times It was the moist towelettes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. But that's the real deal. Yeah.
That's what everyone's going through too.
And I told him, man, I said, I feel like that we've almost been like kind of stripped away of who we were. Yeah. And now that we're here, we can kind of better receive people.
It's humbling.
That's almost it was very humbling. Its own mindfulness in of itself, the entire experience.
But we'd worked out every morning, even on no sleep.
Did anyone join you guys?
It was just us. They were looking at us like, you guys.
We don't have energy. We can't.
They were like, you guys are amazing. We love you guys.
That's awesome. Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I know you've got some projects coming up. What are you working on right now?
Well, we're preparing for more seasons. I can't really talk about it, but we have a lot. My website's up, and you'll be seeing more of my activities on my website, brunellarocks.com. And there's some projects I can't really talk about right now because it's secret. Okay. Yeah,
we'll get you back on to discuss.
Right. Yes. Oh, but you know what? I'm going to be singing the national anthem for different teams again.
Okay.
So I know I have a date set for the Denver, Colorado, the Nuggets on October 10th. Oh. I'm singing that. I'm still waiting on the dates for Knicks, Lakers, and Clippers.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
But those are the three. NBA team so far that I know I'm going to be singing for this season.
Oh, awesome.
Not anymore. But, you know, I love it. In the beginning, when I first did, like, the Lakers before, I was so nervous. I remember I was telling them before I was in the bathroom stall, but probably, like, 15 minutes before I had to get down to the middle of the court, I was like, listen, I don't care. I have to go to the bathroom. And I just, like, literally went to the stall, and I was, like, breathing, like.
Wow.
I was like.
8 miles.
Because it was, like, it was in my checklist of, you know, things before I die. I want to sing at the Staples Center, Kobe's last season.
And there you are.
And sing for the Lakers. Yes. And here I am. It was like my dream come true. Like literally I tried every single year to try to get on, and I didn't know the proper way of singing the national anthem because there's a time limit. There's also proper enunciation. You can't say an S to a certain words. You know, like just proper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't
so imagine being there in the middle and then you have that in the back of your head, like I have to rush singing this and I want to take my time and do my hits or whatever. And then I'm literally singing in front of thousands of people, and all they hear is your voice.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, right.
Well, yeah.
But now it's like, I can't wait.
Well, we're going to get your full time here, and it's only a few people. So Ranella is going to be singing us a song kind of in tribute to the Hurricane Harvey victims and the work that you just did. So that's exciting. And we'll close with that song. Again, my name is Shaka Smith. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Shaka Strong. Where can they find you?
On Instagram at IAM Corey Taylor.
Hey, Instagram Ranella Rocks, RANELLARROCKS. And my website's finally up, ranellarocks.com.
Okay, and we'll take the stage and close this out with a little bit of music.
Awesome. Here we go.
Excellent. No, you.
Oh, right now. Okay.
No commercial breaks. Right. We're live.
We're live, baby.
Here we go. Ready?
Let's do it.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer.
If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then a hero comes along with a strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can't survive. And when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.